We surprise ourselves more than anyone else does. We generally think that we completely know ourselves and that we're complete, but all that's needed is for us to be in a new situation which we haven't experienced and is in some way beneficial to us. That's when we start acting in ways that we'd never seen from ourselves before. It's true, it was surprising for me to realize all of a sudden that my late father had given a part of his possessions to his sister, but what was even more surprising then was that this matter had become so important to me, someone who up until now hadn't even thought for a second about the inheritance that I was going to be getting. I hadn't thought about it, and it wasn't the slightest bit important to me.
Ah!
What?
Why did Dad go and put one of the apartments in Aunt's name?
Psycho. I don't know, I can't figure it out either. What I remember about Aunt and Dad is that Dad never liked to help her out financially. He said that Mabube would waste away money she got her hands on. So what happened that all of a sudden, a week before his death, he promised her 15 million tomans and then he gave her a share of the inheritance? I don't know.
You think she knows about it?
I doubt it. If she knew, then she wouldn't have come and belittled herself for 15 million, huh?
So how was the deed put in her name?
Oh, that's it, that's it. When a person has a deed put in their name, it means they've gone to the registry office and signed it. The fact that Aunt isn't saying anything about the deed, well...
Then she probably doesn't know.
It's really strange. Maybe there's something we don't know about, huh?
Ahmad. Dad and Ahmad always knew every little thing about each other. They always...
3 months have passed since Mom and Dad passed away. If there was anything, Ahmad would have told us by now.
There's nothing to it. We'll call and ask him.
No way, man. I say you call and ask your aunt. Call her.
You don't put a bandage on a head that doesn't hurt. If she knows about it, we will just give her her share and get it over with. And if not, we'll just do something so that nothing happens at all.
Oh, that's not right. I mean, after all, he's put the deed in her name. He must have had a reason for doing it. We can't not comply with what he wanted, huh?
What's it to you anyway?
Oh, Fasad.
No way, Shiva dear. He's right. I'm a stranger here. I shouldn't interfere in your matters.
What you said was really bad.
And I didn't mean for him to hear it.
Well, he did hear it.
Did I say
yes.
it out loud?
Anyway, what he's saying isn't irrational. If Dad wanted his sister to have something, we can't just ignore it now. He's really sensitive. He gets upset.
Now forget about all that.
Hey.
Let's give Ahmad a call and see if he knows anything about it.
I'll give him a call. You go and stay with Aunt. It's not right to leave her alone for all this time.
You don't need to worry. I told the children to keep her occupied.
Oh, Auntie, don't move around so much. Your face will get messed up.
Well, all right, darling, but what can I do? I've gotten tired. Isn't it finished yet?
It'll be finished soon.
What are you
just
doing?
Wait, let me...
Children!
Oh.
Give me that thing. I'm really sorry, Aunt. What are you
no,
doing?
No, it's not a problem. It's all right. We were just playing. Let them do their painting.
Look at what they've done. Does a person do such a thing to their aunt?
You're the one who told us to keep her busy.
I told you to make sure she's not bored, not for you to paint her face.
Well, how are we supposed to keep her busy? She's not a child for us to take to the park.
You don't need to talk back to me.
Shadi, what's going on here? I've come here for 2 days to see you and you keep going away and whispering to each other. Well, tell me too.
It's nothing at all, Aunt. You look... you look really amusing.
Are you serious? Let me look at myself in the mirror.
I figure Aunt is an elder and she should be the one painting our faces.
And I figured whenever she gets tired, she'll come to you. But if we do the painting, then she can't go anywhere. Do you understand?
I like it that you think of everything.
That's how we are.
The whiskers really look good on me. Wow, what delicious mice. I'm going to eat you.
Shadi, look, Ahmad will be here within an hour. Just keep Aunt busy so she doesn't find out.
What should I do with her?
I don't know. Just do something about it.
All right, I'll figure something out.
Oh, I can barely breathe. These children. Praise God, they never get tired at all. What are these? Are they my brother's clothes?
Yeah. Father's friend Ahmad is coming here, and we figured he could take these for someone in need.
How nice, Ahmad. He's such a good friend. When's he coming? Is he coming now? I'd really like to see him.
Not right now. No. Tomorrow or the next day.
Oh, I miss him so much. He had such great taste in clothes. It was really important for him to always dress well.
Yeah.
Oh, let me see. God rest his soul.
He would never wear the same thing 2 days in a row.
Oh, my, this.
Aunt.
What?
I wanted to ask you a favour.
Tell me, my dear.
Well, I'm too embarrassed to say it.
Say it already. It's all right.
If it's possible, I wanted you to iron
these. Of course, why not? They're my brother's clothes. Where can I iron them? Please tell me where the ironing board is.
But you're tired.
Not at all. Bring it, bring it.
I'll bring it for you right now.
Sharam?
Hmm?
Look, I'm going to go and talk to Fasad now so that he'll be here when Ahmad comes, okay? I just want you to be careful in front of Ahmad. Don't say anything to Fasad that would embarrass
us. He's so cheeky.
Excuse me?
Why does everyone hear what I'm thinking today?
That's enough now. You should be ashamed. Anyway, I'm going to go and talk to him and see if he'll come. He's so stubborn and sensitive.
Shiva, dear.
What?
I hope you're well. Which one of these is better? Which one suits me more? So I can wear it when Ahmad comes. I want to look good, well-dressed.
You want to be here?
Oh, I shouldn't be here?
No, you should. You should. In my opinion...
No, I wasn't paying attention. No, you're right.
Come and talk to Ahmad. Ahmad was Masood's friend.
I don't want to interfere in your family matters.
Take this and wear it.
This one's good.
Sure.
Hello, Ahmad.
Hello, how are you?
Yalla!
Not so loud, please. Aunt Mabube had a headache and she is sleeping.
Is she here?
Yes.
I wish I could see her and offer my condolences.
We'll tell her about it later. Let's go, let's go. Come on.
God rest his soul.
God rest their
souls. God rest the souls of your departed loved ones.
I still can't believe Masood the Panther is gone. Well, children, forgive me. I should have come here much sooner. But once the funeral was over, I'd gone to Holland for 2 months to see my child, so I couldn't come.
Anyway, we're sorry for disturbing you, Ahmad.
What a thing to say, my girl. You're just like my own children. I remember the day when you were born. Masood was so happy. He gave pastries to the entire world. I asked him, "What's with you, Masood? It's a good thing you had a girl. What would you have done if you had a boy?"
Oh, I take it that you're one of those people that prefer to have boys instead of girls.
It was the culture in the small towns and villages back then, and we just followed the tradition. But Masood didn't think the same way we did. In fact, he preferred to have a girl much more than a boy.
So if I understand you correctly, my dad wasn't very happy when I was born. Huh.
Yes, he was really happy. But Shahram, he had a lot of hardships with you. During your first 2 years, you caught every strange disease there was in this world. You were in this hospital and that hospital, this doctor and that doctor. He prayed and made a lot of vows for you to stay alive. Recently, whenever you gave him a hard time, the poor thing consoled himself by saying that you can't expect any more than this from a child that stayed alive through prayer.
So anyhow, I say let's forget about reliving all those memories and go straight to the point, Ahmad, sir.
Ah, sure. Let's get to the point. Here you are. These are all of Masood's wills.
All of them?
This many?
Yes. God rest his soul, Masood thought a lot about his death. Every 6 months, he'd write a new will and give it to me. I myself started doing the same thing recently. Every 6 months I'd write a will and give it to Masood, so that whichever of us died first, the other one could give our will to our family.
But Ahmad, sir, the norm is to destroy the older will when a new one is written. Now, how is it that you... Why did you keep them? Tell me why.
It's because these wills of Masood, they are like stories. Whenever something new happened in his life, it would have a direct effect on his will. He was really sensitive.
It's written here, Tamine, don't give anything of mine to Shahram.
This was back when you were going to divorce your wife. You didn't listen to him. And he was really angry with you, Shahram.
It's written you should appreciate the worth of someone like Farzad. It's true that he doesn't have any money at all, but he's a decent and honourable person. I want to give you some advice. Don't ever disrespect him.
That was the time when Masood was sick and you took care of him all day long.
Yes.
That's from back then.
God rest his soul. It was my duty. Everything I did, it was really my duty.
What is it, darling?
Come outside, Mom.
What is it?
Mom, Aunt Mabube's ironed all the clothes and she's coming upstairs.
Look, do something, darling. Hurry up and go downstairs,
right.
Okay? Take all the clothes on the couch, all gather them up and give them to Aunt Iron, okay? Tell her they belong to your grandfather, all right? Go
all
on.
Right,
okay,
all right.
Good. Yes.
Aunt, my mom gave me these clothes, and she asked if you could iron them. They were grandfather's.
Praise God, my brother really had a lot of clothes.
Aunt, I'm going to go play with Sara and Mazia.
Go ahead.
Oh, they're so nice. You could have them published as a collection.
Now do you see why I kept all of them? Hold on to these for now. The answer to your question is in this last will. Should I read it for you?
Yes, of course. If you'd be so kind.
I'll start reading from where he wrote about your aunt. As all of you know, Aunt Mabube, ever since she was young, had a lot of talent for wasting away money. Back when she was a child and got money for New Year, she'd spend it all in one day. And she thought that she was using her money in the best way possible. However much she worked and made money, she'd waste it all on some crazy business scheme that she'd come up with. When our dear father passed away, in addition to the small house he had a plot of land that no one knew about besides me. He put that plot of land in my name, so that after his death, Mabube wouldn't get any money out of it. His prediction was correct. With her share from the house, Mabube bought a villa by the sea, and she was sure that it would increase in value. However, the speed of the rising of the water level was faster than the speed of the villa rising in value. 3 years later, the entire place was underwater. After selling that land, I invested in various different places, and I always kept an account of Mabube's share. I wanted to give her share to her at a time when she'd hit a dead end. Up until now that I'm still with you and I'm writing this will, it still hasn't happened yet. Maybe she will become wise after my death. For this reason, I've put a fourth of the building where I live in Mabube's name, so that after my death, you can give it to her.
Up until the moment of reading my father's will, it was as though there was a glimmer of hope in our hearts, and there might be a way for us to be able to keep the apartment that we'd lose. But the will made us completely lose all hope. Shahram most of all. He felt so bad that he wasn't even able to go to the door with Ahmad to see him off.
What to do with this world? What to do?
It must have happened to you that you've given advice to a person whose father's inheritance was really important to them. It's happened to me a lot as well, and now I realize how tiresome and worthless the things I said to them were.
I insist. All right, thank you for coming. Thank you. Goodbye now. It was good to see you. Goodbye.
So that means half of an apartment is gone.
At least in the past, each one of us had a complete apartment.
75% of one apartment.
That means that 25% of each of your apartments belongs to me. What a big mess it's going to be. We'll need a mathematician to calculate things for us.
Oh, just look, the things they're sitting and thinking about. Forget about it. Shahram, have you seen how pale you've become?
Hey, man, don't distract me for a minute.
Shiva.
Yes?
Are you feeling all right? Is your blood pressure okay?
Oh, goodness, will you let us focus or not? Come on.
No, it seems I need to go and prepare 3 serums. All of you are going to need a serum.
Is now the time for you to be making jokes?
What joke? Come on, forget about all those calculations. That aunt of yours that I know, she'll take some money and leave. She wouldn't have the heart to take our share.
Our share?
All right, your share. Hey, Shahram, don't forget about that part where your father wrote you have to respect me.
That's what I'm worried about right now. I don't know what on earth I'm supposed to do with you from now on.
Farzad is right. Aunt won't agree to it.
That's right. No one would take away what belongs to an orphan.
What?
What I meant was, you're just like your aunt's own children, huh? She's not going to come and take away your possession. She'll definitely forgo it. Just wait and see.
Listen, since she doesn't know about it yet, let's put our heads together and figure out a way to give her the runaround.
Give her the runaround? It was in Dad's will.
So what if it was in his will? Every 6 months, he'd come up with a new will. If he were alive, he'd probably come up with another will in 3 months.
In addition to the part where he wrote you have to respect me, look, it's really important to comply with the will of the deceased. I mean, otherwise his soul will just suffer in the afterlife.
Hey, Farzad, when did we ever disrespect you?
I wasn't talking about you, Shadi. I'm talking about those people who don't even know what it means to show someone some respect. Those people.
Man, I respect you. I'll show you respect. Come on, let me kiss your hand. Let me polish your shoes. Instead of all this, tell us just what we're supposed to do.
Right now, there's nothing that you can do. It's something that's already happened. I'm telling you, it's already a done deal. Whether you like it or not, you're going to have to accept it. You just have to pray that she'll forgo it, and I think that she will. Shiva, dear, isn't this my shirt?
Yes, I gave her some of your shirts to iron as if they were Dad's shirts, so it'd keep...
When I was around 12 years old, my brother would force me to iron his shirts. I really hated when he did that. But today, when I ironed his shirts, I really enjoyed it a lot. I wish he was still alive. And he'd force me to iron his shirts again. I'd like that.
Aunt, please don't cry. Poor thing.
I don't know. I keep this one for myself. It has the scent of my brother.
That's right. Don't cry. After all, with what you did today, it'll make his soul happy. Whoever wears these clean and iron shirts, well, they'll say a prayer for him.
Yes.
That's right. What the doctor's saying is right.
Good for you. Good for you, Shahram. Keep repeating it so you become accustomed to it.
Yes, of course, Dr. Sir.
Thank you very much.
Aunt, there was something that we wanted to tell you. You know...
No, hold on. Hold on, I know what it is. Let me tell you something. Children, I've forgotten about that 15 million tomans.
Why, Aunt?
Well, I figured in the situation that you're in, I wouldn't trouble you. I'll do something about it myself, you see.
Oh, well,
sweet.
I told you she'd forgo it.
I love her so much.
I told
she's
you.
A sweetheart.
No, Aunt. After all, our father made a promise to you. I will do whatever I have to in order to come up with the money and give it to you.
No, my darling, it's not necessary. My brother already gave me so much more than that. I think I'll be able to make ends meet by renting out that apartment. That's what I was thinking.
What apartment?
It's the apartment upstairs, right? The empty one. You're already living in the other 3.
You knew about it?
Yes, I saw Ahmad half an hour ago. He told me. As he was leaving, I gave him all the shirts to take with him.
You gave him all of the shirts to take with him?
That's right, nice and clean and ironed. I gave him all of them to take.
Thank you very much. Is there anything left for me to wear?
No, I don't think so.
We handed over the car to the police to take to the impound lot, and now my closet also. You gave away all of the clothes I had to the homeless. Shiva, dear, before we're completely ruined, just forget about the inheritance
and get it
over with.
Why are you making such a big deal? We just lost 800 million tomas for one of the apartments and you're giving me a hard time about two shirts?
All of those shirts were just two? You only left behind two for me?
No, I'll send Sharam to get them back from Ahmad.
No, I'll get that shirt back from
no,
your aunt
for me. No, I
can't
do that. I can't
Come
take
on,
that
it doesn't
back.
Have any monetary
value,
but for me it's got sentimental
it.
Value.
Take
my mom gave that
her.
To me for my birthday.
Oh, what we'll do is we'll just wait a few days. Why did you even think that Aunt Mabube would forego this apartment? Why?
No, nothing. I just thought that for a second. I mean, I forgot that she's from the same family you are. She's a Jamambash too, isn't she?
What do you mean?
No, I didn't mean anything. All of these clothes are mine. What am I supposed to wear now? Right now, my clothes. This is dirty. This is dirty. What am I supposed to wear? You gave away everything. Huh?
Now that I remember the way I was feeling that day, I hate myself. If they ask someone what kind of person I am, they definitely say I'm a good person. We have are going to have an effect on our personal values, then it becomes clear what kind of monsters some of us good people can be. Oh, Aunt, you're going to fall!
Well, darling, you should have let me go and fall down and have my head smack against the ground and split open like a watermelon. My blood spill all over the place, and then you'd be rid of me.
Oh, God forbid.
That's right, it would have been good. I've come here and taken away all your rights. I should die and leave you alone. You should have just let me die.
Oh, Aunt, what are you saying? This entire building isn't worth a single strand of hair.
Did you say that from the bottom of your heart?
That's right, I'm saying it from the bottom of my heart. Don't say such things.
What about you, Shadi? Aren't you upset that my brother gave me this apartment?
No. What a thing to say, Aunt. We're all very happy.
Oh, are you serious? I feel better now. It's been 2 days that I've been thinking you're upset with me. I've really been out of sorts. I wanted to just leave and go back to my own life.
Really?
Yes, I apologize for having such thoughts, but now that I don't have to worry about you, I'm not going anywhere, and I won't forget about my apartment. Come here, my darlings.
Aunt, I'm happy that you're here.
You smell like our father. Oh.
No, the whole thing's been cancelled. No, what fight? My wife's family are such educated and knowledgeable people that they'd never insult each other, even if there were trillions involved. That's right. No, there's nothing. No, I'm telling you. Well, no, there's some things that happened which made the situation a little bit more complicated. I mean, it didn't get to the point of selling anything. For now, they won't be selling anything. Ah! Have I been telling you a fairy tale for the past hour? I said all these things so that I could let you know that I won't be able to invest in the medical building. Not only will I not be able to buy a clinic in the medical building, I won't even be able to rent one. I don't have any other choice. No, I understand. Thank you. No, really, I appreciate it. It's kind of you. Do take care. Thank you. No, not a problem. Not a problem. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Hello,
oh,
my
hello,
darling.
Aunt.
Is Fazad home?
Yes.
Someone has come for the apartment upstairs.
Uh-huh.
Is it fine for him to come with me?
All right,
thanks
yes,
very much.
Yes,
then send him.
Please come this way. Look over here, just like I told you, is the street, and over there you can open the window. And do you hear any noise? Come over here.
No.
And look at the view. The mountain. Great weather. It's the best. If you'll excuse me, I'll go and show them the two bedrooms.
No problem. Go ahead. Be comfortable.
Thank
go ahead.
Aunt, do you know what I was just thinking about?
No, what?
That I really, regret I didn't keep anything as a memento of Shadi's father.
Yes, that's what I was thinking about when I kept that shirt. It's good.
Yes, do you know what the story is with that shirt? That shirt, my father bought it for Shiva's father for his birthday.
Oh, I didn't know. That's very kind of him.
So I was wondering, don't you have any other memento of his?
No, unfortunately nothing.
This is what I wanted to say. I kept a pen that belonged to Shiva's father.
Yes. Well, well.
As a memento and all of that. Would you like to have the pen and then you can give me the shirt?
No, what use is a pen to me? I like scents. That shirt has a scent of my brother.
Well, yes. Well, yes, the scent of your brother. But this pen, since it's an expensive pen, the ink is really fantastic and it smells really, really good. It's like...
No, well, the scent of ink isn't important. What's important is the scent of my
brother.
Thank
you very much, sir.
Take care.
Thanks
for coming. I don't know. They didn't say anything. Let's see what happens.
What happened?
They're going to think about it and then let me know.
That's right, Aunt. If you didn't have your eyes set on material things, you'd forgo this apartment. Of course you'll come to terms with them. You got a free apartment for yourself. What else could you want?
Dad, who are you talking to?
You heard that? To myself. I was practicing my dialogue, son.
Have you gotten a job?
Yep.
That's your role.
Huh? My role? My role is a miserable person, and someone just shows up and takes away his rights, and all he can do is nag. He can't do a damn thing about it.
What a difficult role.
Yes, it's a really difficult role. I have to constantly stress out.
Well, if it's hard, you'll be bothered, then don't accept it.
I want to not accept it, but I have to. This role is being forced on me.
I don't get it. Why do I have to pay for no reason in the middle of all of this?
What's happening now?
On whoever's life you value, go and get my shirt back from your aunt. Otherwise, I'll go and steal it myself.
You're still thinking about that shirt?
I'm thinking about 1,000 things, and one of them is that shirt.
Uh-huh. So what are the other 999 things?
No, forget about it.
Farzad, you want me to tell you one of those 999 things? Why do you have your eyes on my inheritance so much? It's as though you have been sitting for years making plans.
You know very well that you're talking nonsense.
No, you know very well that I'm not talking nonsense. Why is this so important?
First of all, this matter isn't important for me. Secondly, even supposing you're right and it is important, did I say something bad? Do I want it only for myself? I want it for you. I want it for my family in order to improve our lives and my children's future. It's for all of us.
All right, just imagine I didn't inherit anything. Would you still be thinking about the future and the children?
What are you talking about? Why do you treat me as though I've constantly got my eyes on your wealth and possession?
You say and do different things.
What? I say and what do I do? What did I say? What did I do? Have I ever asked you or your family for anything? Have I ever asked you for any money at all?
No, because I didn't have any.
I didn't because I didn't want to. I didn't because my father taught me to always keep my hands in my
pocket.
He taught
you a good thing. From now on, try to do exactly that.
Has it ever been otherwise for you to say from now on? I know what it is. I know it's all about this house. You're talking about this house. How many times did I have to tell your father that I'd pay the rent? He's the one that
didn't
accept it.
No, that's not what I meant at all.
Yes, it is. If this isn't what you meant, then what is it? The house is exactly what you meant. You keep beating me over the head with this house. Anyhow, you're not the only one. You keep passing it around. One time it's you, and next time it's Sharam. It's my own miserable fault.
Farzad?
It's my own fault for being worthless, isn't it? It's my
Farzad.
Own fault for being an idiot.
Farzad, that's not what I meant.
Farzad wasn't the type of person to allow anything to wound his pride. He'd quickly get upset, but he'd also quickly forget. But this time was a really different thing from all the other times before. He did something that I never would have believed.
Here you are. The rent for the few months that your dad didn't take from me. And for all the work you've done in the house, tell me how much does it cost and then I'll pay you.
You'll do what? Aren't you ashamed of yourself, Farzad?
Shiva dear, I didn't mean anything bad. I apologize. I made a mistake. Now I made a mistake. Don't get upset,
well,
please.
Well, I know.
Please
no,
don't start
just
a fight.
Forget about it. We don't need to talk about it. Where did you get this money from?
I'm also going to rent another house so that we can leave this place. Maybe Maybe I'll even buy one.
No way, that's not happening now. I insist you tell me where you get the money.
I had it. But instead of it being in my pocket, I was driving it. And I sold it.
You sold the car?
Yes, I sold the car. Why would a person who's renting have a car worth 30 million, huh? A person has to live within their means. Then your wife and her family won't hold it over you, and you won't lose your position as the father of the family and the man of the house. That's right, I'm a man. No matter what it takes, I have to go and work and put in the effort and earn money for my family, and that's what I'll do. It's what I've decided.
I didn't know whether I should be happy or sad. What woman wouldn't like her husband to be strong and manly? And what woman would like her husband to completely change overnight? I was afraid of this sudden change.
Come inside.
What is it? Why did you tell me to sneak over here?
Did anyone follow you?
No, who would follow me?
No one. Come sit down. This is a secret meeting between the two of us. No one can find out about this meeting.
Shahram, you're scaring me. What's happened?
I'll tell you, but first you have to make me two promises. One is for you to keep it a secret, and two, you have to do exactly what I tell you. Do you promise?
I promise. Now tell me what's happened.
All right. I have a plan.
What plan?
For Aunt's apartment. Look, I can't just sit here like this and have someone show up and take away our rights.
Aunt isn't to blame at all. Dad gave it to her.
Now, Dad went and did something. Dad came up with a different will every 6 months. If that hadn't happened and he didn't get in an accident and die, in 3 months he would have changed his will.
Shahram, he's put the deed in her name.
Man, he got overly excited. If he had died of natural causes, if he knew beforehand and had written a will, that would have been one thing. But not for him to get in an accident and not have the time to change his mind. Shadi, Dad came to me in my dream last night.
Well?
He was really upset. He said, Shahram, my son. And I said, what is it, Dad? I'm at your service. He said, I'm upset that I gave your aunt a share of your inheritance.
Really?
Yeah, he was really upset. He said, only you and Shadi can help me overcome my grief.
What are we supposed to do?
He said, don't tell Shiva anything. The two of you are wiser than she is. If she finds out, she'll ruin everything.
Fine. So what are we supposed to do?
Shadi, Dad was really upset that he gave Aunt 25% of your apartment.
I'm upset too, but what can I do? Do you know how much money 25% is? You could buy an SUV with it, a fancy cell phone.
That's right. That's what I'm saying as well. If you listen to me, we can get back what belongs to us without changing anything at all.
What about Shiva?
We'll get back what belongs to her too. But look, she can't find out about it. Shadi, that's how Dad wanted it.
Come this way, please. This bedroom, just like the other one, is 12 square meters. Please come take a look.
Hello? Yes, hello? Yes, hold on a second. Hello, Mr. Kalani? Yes, hello. I'm sorry, yes. Yes, I know. No, you've got the right to say it. You've got the right. Yes, 10 days. Yes, 10 days have passed. No, the situation is that as soon as the apartment is rented, I can give you the money. No. Right now, there's a potential tenant here. It'll be rented. You already wasted 10 days. If you could give me a few more days. On our children's lives. Sure. That's right, yes, that would be great. Yes, thank you very much. All right, goodbye.
Well, if you go downstairs, I'll be right with you.
No, if you don't mind, we will be leaving.
Very well. Take care.
Thanks, thank you. Goodbye for
thank
now.
Thank you, take care.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Take care.
What happened? Did they like it?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, man, why is this place like this? No one likes it.
Ma'am, this isn't a great neighborhood. In addition, the building is extremely old. With the money they have, they can easily rent an apartment that's much cheaper and much fancier than this
place. But I told you the money isn't important. Well, I'll rent it out for less.
Do you know how much I said to that man?
No.
Half the amount that you said, but he still didn't agree to it.
Oh, how's that possible?
I'm sorry, ma'am, but I don't think you'll be able to rent this place out within the next 6 months.
Oh, no, please don't say that. I'm counting on the money for this place. I've written a check.
Hey, man, just do something about it. Our aunt is in need of money.
I'm really sorry, but I can't. I'm going to have to delete this place off my list of rentals today.
Oh,
I'm just wasting my time.
No, it's just that I say one thing and you say something else. I'm counting on the money for this place. It's urgent. Say something, Sharam.
Well, why don't you sell it?
Oh, it won't be rented, but it'll be sold?
It's easier to sell it. If you sell it for a little bit less, it'll be easily sold.
Really? You mean it'll quickly
be sold? I'll get rid of it for you myself.
I don't know. Well, how much per meter is this place?
Well, I have to tell you that this place is around 2 million tomans per meter.
Two million?
No, no, no. I heard you can't find a place in Tehran for less than 4 million per square meter. You're mistaken.
Well, you've heard right, ma'am, but not for a house like this place. Now, if we tried really hard, we might be able to get rid of it for 2.5 million per square meter.
No, what? How big is this place, Sharam? How many square meters?
Yeah, I think it's 120 square meters.
Oh, no, you mean at most it'll be 300 million? No, no, it's way too low.
Well, anyhow, go ahead and think about it, and whenever you make a decision, I'm at your service.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Take care, good sir. Excuse me, goodbye for now.
Thank you very much, thank you.
God be with you.
Oh, man. Look what I was thinking and what actually happened.
Hey, man, you're awesome. You're the best.
You really don't have to take the trouble.
No, no. When we make the actual deal, we'll settle up with each other. Put this in your pocket.
Just be careful. Just be careful that she doesn't go anywhere and get the actual price. Then it will be given away. You understand?
Don't worry about it. She's not the type to do such things.
I'm just saying it to make sure.
Shh.
If she goes up the street to another real estate agency and asks, then it'll be given away.
You don't need to worry.
Very well.
If you don't tell her, it'll be fine.
No, why would I want to do that? Why would I go and tell her? Take care.
Take care. Goodbye for now. Goodbye.
Thanks a lot.
Goodbye.
Who is it? Yes, hello, how are you? I'm him. I'm at your service. What's wrong with him? Oh. Hey, no, I'm not a nurse. I'm a doctor, my friend. I'm a doctor. I know how, but that doesn't mean a person should go ahead and do whatever they... No, no, I'm not one of those. I'm sorry. No way, sir. No matter how much you give me, I will not do it. If you have a patient who needs to be treated, then I am at your service. No, please, go and call someone else. Now, God be with you. He's so shameless.
May all the wealth of the world burn, because as soon as it becomes an issue, it makes a lot of people leave our lives. I've seen families who would have died for each other before they had started to argue over their inheritance from their father. But now, they don't even ask how each other's doing once in a year.
These days, the wealth of a girl's father is one of the factors that are considered in choosing a spouse. I have a friend who once asked why he'd gotten married to his wife, and he told me, "Do you know how many billions of tomans I'll be getting once my wife's father dies? I really feel sorry."
I have a question, and if anyone knows the answer, please tell me. Is it really a necessity to comply with a deceased person's will, no matter what the circumstances are? It's possible that a deceased person's will would destroy other people's lives, or to somehow get them into trouble. Do you still have to comply with that will?
Complying with a will is required, except in a few situations. A. The will requires you to do something that would intentionally result in harming others. B. The will stipulates that the wealth is to be used for illegal purposes, for example, requiring the wealth to be used to help criminals, thieves, and such things. C. The will stipulates that the wealth is used for worthless or foolish things. D. The distribution of more than a third of a person's wealth, because a deceased person's will can only determine a third of a person's wealth.
In our religion, complying with a deceased person's will is a requirement, but many people, because they're not satisfied with what they're getting, try to either avoid having to comply with the will or somehow undermine it. I really don't understand these people. There are some people who are swindlers and con artists, and it's clear what type of people they are, and they generally steal from strangers. But a person who does this against the will of their own mother or father is doing something that's much worse. Let's suppose that our religion and beliefs don't tell us that this is something that's bad. Even so, how can a person have the heart to do such a thing to their own mother or father?
I was giving that lady advice in a way as though I hadn't done the same exact thing a few days ago. Praise God, all we know how to do is to give advice to others.
I'm coming.
What is it, darling? Sarah, what's wrong?
The other children made fun of me.
I love you so much, darling. Don't cry. Why?
They say my dad's a motorbike doctor. They say he's a peddler doctor.
Oh,